Number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits, her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 16th day of August. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to have backup documentation of important documents in a safe location. That would be insurance papers, birth certificates, death certificates, wedding, marriage license, automobile titles, real estate titles, mortgage papers, health records, all those things, military discharge papers, school records. One possibility is to take Tim Spencer's flash drive that he offers and add them. There's enough storage space left on there to put all the documents you'd ever want to put on there, by the way, that Tim Spencer offers at his website. So that's certainly a possibility that you could do that, add them to the flash drive and keep the flash drive in a fire-resistant safe or in a safe deposit box. You really, really do not want to deal with an insurance company unless you've got proper documentation. And if there was a house fire and you lost your originals, you would have copies that would help you out in that situation. So that's your prepper tip of the day. I'm going to begin discussion this hour, and you're welcome to jump in and join the conversation that we're having. Or you can go to a different topic. I'm going to begin this discussion with my alert that's been published now since November 27th, 2017. I'll begin this with reading the alert. It's not terribly long here, just a few paragraphs. November 27th, 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been discussing the clear and present danger of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, on the USA for a number of years. I've read authoritative books by experts like Dr. Peter Pry, the former head of the now defunct U.S. Commission on EMP. I've interviewed Dr. Pry on this radio show. Until recently, I felt that the failure of the federal government to protect the national power grid was just another example of an inadvertent result of our very dysfunctional swamp in Washington, D.C. I really did think that. I really did. However, upon further reflection and gathering more information, I've concluded that the failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. I've recently learned that officials in the Obama administration were actively blocking any possibility of the recommendations of the EMP Commission becoming successful. The EMP report, which is 208 pages, released in 2008, is a free download on my website, that being thelibertyman.com. As most of you know, I've been a homicide detective most of my adult life and an intelligence analyst before that. By both education and profession, I'm trained to find evidence, analyze it, and draw conclusions based on that evidence. Based on the evidence I found, I can now come to no other conclusion other than the complete failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. The goal being to prepare the United States for a successful invasion by our enemies, that being the Russians, the Chinese, and others. With all the above in mind, there are a couple of unknowns, at least to me they're unknown. Number one, does President Trump plan to move forward to protect the national power grid? Number two, if so, will he be able to do it in time? Great questions. Absent having answers to the above two questions, I advocate the following. Number one, prepare for a grid down scenario and invasion. Number two, pray for God's healing and protection. Now, I know all too well the enormity of what I advocate. I also know that the failure to do so could result in serious injury or death. My recommendation of becoming part of a hobby farm that's self-sufficient 100 miles or more from a major city and 800 feet above sea level holds true. I conclude with saying, may God bless and save America. I stand by that alert, which is now not quite a year old, not quite a year. When I came across the information that the Hussein Obama administration was actively blocking efforts to protect the national power grid, I was disappointed, but not surprised. It's consistent with what the Muslim communists had been doing all those years he was president. Very consistent. No surprise to me. I was disappointed and so forth, but no real surprise. No real surprise. The complexity of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is massive. If you want to have even a small understanding of complexity, read one issue of the Federal Register, which is published every working day of the year. And people are shocked to find out that this publication, which typically runs, last time I looked, between 200 and 300 pages, is published every working day of the year with new regulations and proposed new regulations and a lot of other stuff. The Federal Register. So you and I aren't going to change what's going up there in Washington, D.C. I mean, we can make efforts. We should make efforts to influence Congress. Of course we should. That's a given. Of course we should, on one hand. On the other, we can't count on the national power grid being protected. We can't. Dr. Peter Pry figured this out. Now, he still advocates and works to have Congress allocate the money. How much money? About the same amount of money to purchase one and one-third B-1 bombers, to put it in perspective. We got about 100 B-1 bombers. About 10 of them have been used to blow up all kinds of stuff in the Middle East. The rest of them we keep nice and shiny and polished up so the congressman can come and admire them. For the cost of one and one-third B-1 bombers, the national power grid could be protected from EMP. It hasn't happened. I don't know that it's going to. I hope it does. I don't know that. So Dr. Peter Pry is advocating that the 47 lower states, I mentioned 47 instead of 48 because Texas already has an independent power grid, that the 47 lower states isolate themselves, when he used the term island themselves, from the other 46 of the lower 48. Now, for a relatively small state like Rhode Island, Rhode Island is so small, it's smaller than one county in Missouri. Texas County, Missouri, is larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. Texas County down in the heart of the Ozarks, two counties from my county. Relatively easily, relatively inexpensive to island the state of Rhode Island compared to the other 47 states. Some states being more expensive, more complex than others. That is what needs to happen. Now, if a small state does not have its own power generating capability, that would be an issue. You'd have to build at least one power plant, wouldn't you? But that's a separate, that's an engineering problem with an engineering solution. Will it happen? I don't know. It should happen, but we can't count on it. That means making independent decisions and taking the matter into your own hands to be sure your family's going to be safe during a nationwide power grid. You need to do that. You seriously, seriously need to do that. I am very enthusiastic about the progress made with this president dealing with North Korea, dealing with Iran and Russia and China. These are all good things on one hand. On the other, not EMP can happen as a consequence of something else, not just an attack on our country. It's actually not called EMP, it's called a coronal mass ejection. This is energy coming at us from our sun, which routinely happens. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when planet Earth will get hit once again by a very strong coronal mass ejection. The most recent incident, near miss, was in 2012, where we had a near miss from coronal mass ejection. It would have caused issues for at least half the planet. And of course, the big event that we're aware of, the Carrington event, 1859, it's postulated that an event of the same magnitude would knock out the power grid for at least half the planet, possibly most of the planet, because a coronal mass ejection can do something a man-made EMP can't do. Man-made EMP cannot go over the horizon. It can't. It's line of sight, strictly line of sight. A coronal mass ejection is slightly different in the fact that it can travel all the way around the planet. Quite frankly, if you're ready for an EMP, you're ready for almost anything. If you're ready for both an EMP and violent earth changes, I think you're pretty well set. That's my opinion. A hobby farm, 800 feet or higher above current sea level, more than 100 miles from a major city, that's set up to be off the grid and have whatever electronics they've got protected in Faraday cages, you'd be sitting pretty there. You'd be sitting real pretty, ready to go, ready to survive the apocalypse, as they say. You know, I've never watched any of these survivor shows. I've had no interest in having cameramen follow people through the woods or do whatever they're doing. I simply haven't, although I've been involved in preparedness now since my daughter was born. In 1974. She doesn't want to think about being 44 years old this fall, but she will be. God bless her. She's such a wonderful mom and wonderful wife. for my grandchildren. You know, I've been involved in preparedness for such a long time, but I've had very little interest in watching those Hollywood versions of preparedness. Although I have watched a number of films that deal with the topic. Some of them are pretty dark, some of them aren't. The wildly popular TV series, The Walking Dead, I didn't really watch the first episode till it had been on air for 4 or 5 seasons. It was a long time it had been on air, and I finally watched the first episode, and I was hooked. I was truly hooked. Now, watching TV, there's a lot of caveats you need to keep in mind. Regardless of the topic, it doesn't matter, the genre or the topic. We always used to make fun. When I was a boy, we'd make fun of the six-shooters that could shoot 20 times without reloading. Colt single-action army pistols that could shoot 20 times without reloading. So there's always the Hollywood aspect to any show. Somebody pointed out recently how The Walking Dead, they film these shows in Georgia because they can do it year-round, very temperate climate there. So they got a two-lane country highway going through the countryside of Georgia, and they're shooting the episode, and the characters are doing whatever they're doing, and the right-of-way has been recently mowed. It's immaculate. Despite 7 years into the apocalypse, the Georgia Department of Transportation is still operating, still cutting the right-of-way with the lawnmowers that they've got. Somebody pointed it out recently in an article I was reading. I hadn't really thought about it, but it's absolutely true. Of course, that's Hollywood. The right-of-way would be covered up and overgrown with 6-foot-tall weeds and debris and trees down, all the rest of it that would happen without proper maintenance. I talk about EMP a lot. It's politically neutral, first of all. Even if you have a belief that we would never be attacked because we're such nice people, even if that's your heartfelt belief system, that still leaves on the table coronal mass ejections as a matter of when, not a matter of if. These coronal mass ejections happen on a regular basis. It's not one of those things that happens once a century. The one I mentioned in 2012, we were quite fortunate to dodge a bullet on that one. We were very fortunate and very blessed that we dodged a bullet on that one. There's no guarantee that that will continue. Now, here's the issue with EMP. Listen carefully. Everything you need to repair what's broken is also broken. You get it? Everything you need to repair what's broken is also broken. A complete cascading effect on our society, top to bottom, left to right. Complete cascading effect. The technology we'd be left with would be basically the technology of the 1890s. I picked the 1890s for the following reason. We did not have internal combustion engines in any significant numbers. We did not have a power grid of any. There was no power grid. We did have a nationwide telegraph system, which, quite frankly, a telegraph system is such primitive technology that could be reconstituted fairly quickly. A lot of those telegraph lines are still up, by the way. Why would they spend the money to take them down? But going back to the technology of the 1890s, without that equipment and infrastructure, that's what we'd be doing. The equipment and infrastructure that existed then, which was steam-powered locomotives, steam-powered ships, steam-powered factories, horse-drawn transportation, wind power and solar power both in different instances. Sailboats were still in use in large numbers back then. A lot of horsepower and animal power, obviously. Most of the steam locomotives are either tourist attractions or sitting in museums, the ones that still exist and weren't melted down for scrap. steam generating plants to make to run factories. Well, they pretty much don't exist anymore. It would be tough. It would take years to get back to where we had been. In the meantime, according to the government studies that have been done, 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead the first year for the following reasons. Unclean, dirty drinking water. Lack of food. Lack of pharmaceutical products. And so forth. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the...
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Thursday, the 16th of August. The two questions that come up most frequently when I'm talking to people about EMP, the inquiries they have, one question that comes up a lot is, what effect would it have on solar panels? Here's the effect it would have. First of all, the solar panels themselves would probably be okay. However, all the control mechanisms that are connected to it, that plug into the solar panel, that's what's at risk, the control mechanisms that are used to make everything function. So there's two ways to deal with that. One is to keep everything unplugged and in a Faraday cage that could be affected, which means you're not going to have any solar power, obviously. The second is to have a backup, a complete backup set of control mechanisms that are kept in the Faraday cage, so that if there's damage to the ones you're using, you can unplug the damaged units and plug in fresh new units that have not been damaged. The other question people have is about their motor vehicles. The report, it's a free download. I'll get to the caller here in a moment. The report at my website, it's a free download, the report from the EMP Commission, they gave some hope that modern cars and trucks would be okay. I found out later they didn't have enough money to run a full-strength pulse against these cars and trucks. The only thing you can count on when it comes to cars and trucks is motor vehicles manufactured before 1972, 1971 and earlier are probably going to be okay because there's no computers, no electronics. Beginning in product year 1972, they started putting what now would be considered primitive electronic ignitions in these vehicles. So that would be the only way to really guarantee that, unless you go to the expense like I did to have a trained mechanic bypass and eliminate all the computers and electronics that was done in my 1988 Dodge van. Keep in mind with these motor vehicles, of course, there's not going to be any fresh fuel. Whatever is in the ground in these tanks, whatever's in your motor vehicle, that's it, probably for at least a year or more, because these refineries will not be making any more petroleum products. That's simply not going to happen. So it's still worthwhile. There's a lot of value in reading the EMP Commission report. There really is. To educate yourself, it's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. And we'll get to our next caller here, Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. The deal on the Walking Dead and the mowed right away, they had sides and sickles that they went out and mowed that so they could feed their animals.
Oh.
Don't you know?
That simply had not occurred to me. That makes perfect sense.
Everybody needs a scythe and a sickle. get used to it. It's amazing what you can mow, and it's a heck of a lot quieter than a gas-powered string line trimmer. I guarantee you.
You have to get a rhythm down. That's the key to using that kind of tool. Having it very, very extremely sharp, and getting the rhythm down to where you can do that for an hour, take a break, do it another hour, take a break. Now, if you're in the hot sun, you probably need to take a 10-minute break an hour to rehydrate yourself so you don't overdo it. At least a modern
early
man.
Early morning and late afternoon.
That's even better. That's even better.
There's two different types of size out there. There's a North American and American size, and then there's what they call the European size. Look it up, folks, if you're interested. I went with a European. They're actually hand forged in Europe.
That would be a piece of steel that would last for generations.
Well, if you take care of it, you don't need to file to sharpen the one that's made in Europe or grinding stone. You beat it with a hammer. They call it peen, with a hammer and an anvil. And
really?
It's very, very interesting process.
Really?
The MP the GME, what I tell people, what I can't get across is the fact you have a major power grid, a down grid situation. What you're going to end up with is what you had in Ferguson, what you had in L.A. and L.A. riots and what have you. They're going to go out and destroy the workable infrastructure and all their rioting. And unfortunately, I believe most of the people that are able have the capability and knowledge to bring that back up, it's going to be in those areas, and they're going to be casualties of the riots.
Well, in somebody, you're right, Jerry. The loss of skilled people will be horrendous in all areas, in medical, mechanical, metalworking, every area that you can think of. The loss of skilled people will be horrendous.
And people poo-hoo that. I can't get it in their mind that, hey, 6 months, a year.
You want to hold on through the break here, Jerry. Jerry, hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I've noticed a considerable increase in a number of people interested in moving to my neighborhood, Crawford County, Missouri, and finding a piece of their little piece of heaven and deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. It's a great area to live, to raise a family. Every area has similar issues with our society, but you can have a very prosperous and healthy, great life in my neighborhood, in the Missouri Ozarks. If you want to do that, just contact me. My contact information is at my website, and I'll help you the best of my ability find your little piece of heaven in the Missouri Ozarks. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the Energy Cleaner for sale. If you heard us, Tom and I, the first hour, you heard us talk for 24 minutes about the Energy Cleaner. It's a marvelous healing device. You can get the details there at my website about the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can make your purchase right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can send me a check or a money order. And please do keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're having a discussion about EMP, what it is, what it can do, how to mitigate and survive it. And we got a caller we've been talking to about that Jerry in Texas. Jerry, it sounds like you've attempted to educate some people about EMP. What kind of success, if any, have you had?
Well, very little. You know, most people think that, kind of like the One Second Answer, you know, most of these novels, even Patriot to some degree, they think, you know, they indicate after 2 or 3 years or maybe 6 months, things will turn, go back to normal. You know, and everything will be just fine. But I can't see that. If it hits, I'm not sure that things will recover. And
here's what will happen, Jerry. There'll be a new normal. The normal we have now,
right.
The normal we have now would never exist within our lifetimes for decades into the future.
Or our grandchildren's lifetime, even. You know, it'll
possibly
be one of those. Remember when? Anyway, that concerns me. Standalone systems. I'm setting up a 24-volt system. Matter of fact, I got some batteries from your friend Hank. But I want to try to set mine up where I can switch over to 12-volt system, where I've got 12-volt appliances, DC appliances, and lights and what have you, that I don't have to depend on any transformers or charge controllers and this sort of thing.
Right.
We lose, you know. 12-volt's hard to beat.
It is.
It has its caveats, but...
Right.
I think...
Well, because of the RV industry and the boating industry, pretty much every appliance you can imagine runs on 12 volts, pretty close to it.
Exactly. Off topic, do you have fire ants up there in your neck of the woods?
Do we have what? Fire ants?
Yes.
No fire ants, thank goodness. I don't want anything to do with fire ants,
well,
no.
I might be your neighbor. Fire ants down here is horrendous. There's nothing on the market that will you can control them if you want to use poisons and 180, but there's nothing out there that will control them or eradicate them. There's no animal, no bird, nothing natural. Well, you got your boric acids and your diatomaceous earth, but you put that stuff out, you damage your ecosystem, your plants or your little crawling creatures that's good for your soil and this sort of thing.
Right.
But I was just curious if y'all had made it that far north.
Well, we do have armadillos. We call them illegal aliens. 30 years ago, there was no armadillos in my part of Missouri, not at all. The winters have become so short and so mild, Jerry, that the armadillos are migrating north because they can tolerate the winters now.
You know what they call them down here?
I have no idea.
Hogs on a half shell. Hogs on a half shell.
Right.
They get out and root or whatever. But they, the bad part about armadillos, well, they root around and whatever. They leave sometimes.
Well, they'll wreck a place. I mean, they just wreck a place.
They're just as bad as hogs. And they leave something in their feces or something that sets back the vegetation.
It doesn't surprise me, but they're hard to kill. I imagine you've tried to kill some. They're hard to kill, aren't they?
Headshot is about the only way that you can get them if you're lucky to do that. Yeah, they're hard. They're terrible. They'll blow up like a, you know what a pill bug is? Pill bug?
No.
Okay. Well, they're down here too. They're a little old bug, hard shell, and look like a sharp mini pig. But they go about, I guess, about a quarter of an inch, and you disturb them, and they'll just fall up. And you can play marbles with them if you want to.
Oh, okay, we've got those. Now I know what you're talking about. Some people call them roly polies. Yeah.
Okay,
we've got those.
Roly polies. Okay.
They're not too bad.
Our armadillos will do the same thing. They'll just fall up. The only soft, you know, they got that soft underside, but they know how to protect themselves. But You can catch them if you're fast enough. They're blind. Well, they're very nearsighted.
I find a 12-gauge shotgun seems to take care of them pretty effectively.
Well, yeah. That can get expensive, too, but unless you're loading your own. But a friend of mine had some of those accelerators that had a 22 caliber with that Sava, that out of a 30-06.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He shot two or three of them with that, that it looked like a head of cabbage when he got through, you know, one shot. But it just totally exploded. But, you know, I hadn't tried a 204. It might be just about as effective. But anyway, listen, I'll cut you loose. I just,
okay.
This EMP deal, there is a, Lou Rockwell had an article about a study that they did. It was Starfish Prime. It was nuclear blast that was set off in the South Pacific, and the effects it had on Hawaii and what have you. This guy, Hathaway is his last name, went and did some search on that and read some articles and this sort of thing, and he is worth reading. I read the article. EMP a hoax is what Lou Rockwell's article was. I read that, and there's makes you think about some of the things that's out there as what we've heard may be Bible or not, something you might want to look up. I got the book. I think it's like 200 pages or something. I haven't read it yet. But
all right.
Anyway, you have a good week. And how's the missus, by the way? My wife wants to know.
Well, incrementally better. What I've been telling people, if the medical doctors got a hold of her in January, she'd either be suffering severely from chemotherapy or dead, which would be what we'd expect. But it's a slow process and incremental healing taking place, and we'll be dealing with this for quite a few months into the future. So thank you for asking, Jerry.
Did y'all go to Tijuana?
No, we're basically replicating what they do in Tijuana with okay. our own customized version of it, I guess you could say.
Okay. There's a gentleman out there by the name of Sam Hill, and he went through the deal with the Mayo Clinic, and they wanted to do surgery, and he ended up going to Tijuana, he had stage 4 or whatever, melanoma or something. But anyway, he said down there, their version of chemo is hot salsa. So anyway, kind of a humorous side to the deal. But he said nutrition healed him, cured him. So anyway, good luck to you. Have a good
day. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. I just saw breaking news that Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, died an hour ago in Detroit. I got to where I really did like the Motown music back when I was in Vietnam, and we had quite a few black fellows in our outfit, and they were always playing it, and I heard it so much I really did get to like the Motown sound. So at the our next break, we're going to play Respect from Aretha Franklin as a little tribute to her. EMP is a big deal. It will end life as we know it. It would cause a nationwide EMP outage, would cause the death of 9 out of 10 Americans over a period of a year, maybe slightly more, maybe slightly less. It would not permanently damage major infrastructure. Oil refineries would have the electronics knocked out. That could all be replaced. The bridges, dams, railroads, airports, and so forth, all would be damaged but could be repaired. It would be devastating. It would be devastating. Life as we know it would never, ever be the same. There would be small islands that had prepared in advance. The government has prepared in advance for this. Their safe havens, their underground shelters are prepared to deal with the EMP. Hopefully they'll at least be able to do that. I just got word from my engineer. When we come back from our break, we'll be playing Aretha Franklin's song called Respect. It's a serious matter. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is something the government's known about for half a century. Even before modern electronics, the primitive electronics we had in the late 1950s, early 1960s, they were figuring out that this thing happened every time they set off one of these nukes on a test. Like Jerry was just mentioning, in Hawaii, they felt the effect a long distance away of the EMP. So this is not some conspiracy theory that's made up and make-believe and so forth. No, it's real. It is the real deal. It is the real deal. I'm not suggesting you stop living your life to prepare for EMP, hardly. You incorporate EMP prevention and EMP mitigation in your normal life. If you're considering doing a hobby farm, maybe this will be more motivation to go ahead and get involved with a hobby farm. I'm working with a friend. He has an organic hobby farm, and he's looking for new people. And he needs to come, and I'm going to help him come up with a plan to bring on board some more families. I've been working with this man for years. He's finally concluded it's time to get off dead center and make a decision on preparing for or getting people, more families involved in his hobby farm. He needs more people. It's just more work than one human being can possibly do. A lot more work than one person can possibly do. He's my friend. He's my neighbor. He lives in my township. In fact, I took over his position. He was the Republican committeeman from our township. He gave up the position, and I was on the. I was elected to that position to take his place. Great guy, hard worker, and he's turned an abandoned Ozark farm that had been abandoned for probably 20 or more years and turned into a marvelous organic hobby farm. I'm not sure what he's going to do. What is his decision going to be? Is he going to sell lots? Is he going to lease lots? Is he going to sell membership in the farm? I don't know. It's going to be pretty limited. I don't know, one family, two, three families. It's not going to be dozens. It's going to be a very, very small number of investors that he's going to have come on board to help him. And hopefully he and I can come up with a plan over the weekend. We're supposed to get together Saturday and talk about it and have at least a outline of a plan. Maybe not all the details, but at least the outline of a plan. He's part of our preparedness group. He's our treasurer of our preparedness group, and a great guy with a lot of interesting skill sets. We'll see. We'll see. I would love to see more of my listeners in the neighborhood helping out with an organic hobby farm. It would be good for him and good for the community. The organic hobby farm is already established. That's massive. It took him years to do this, him and his wife, lovely wife, by the way, who's also a paralegal. It took years to set up everything that's there. And so a lot of the work is already done. It's a matter of maintaining and expanding what's already there, which is no small thing. It's just simply, like I said earlier, too much for one human being. He doesn't have the financial wherewithal to be hiring people to help him. That's not even a possibility. He's a contractor, a construction worker, a metal fabricator, a very now an experienced organic gardener. He's got the experience. He's made all the mistakes. Animal husbandry. He's got chickens and goats. Goats are pretty funny, by the way. They're almost like dogs in the way some of the things that the goats do are very similar to dogs. But we'll see, and it's not time to promote this thing, but we have nothing to promote yet, no plan in place to have investors come on board and be part of his hobby farm. Hopefully we'll have an outline by the end of the day Saturday and have a complete plan in place within a week or two. I'd like to see something ready to go early to mid-September. That's about a month away. Mid-September is only a month away. Labor Day is 2 weeks away. Yeah, that would be a good thing. For the families that get involved, it would be a very good thing and very helpful for them, very helpful for the community. The more organic farms we've got, the better off we all are. Don't you agree? I think that'd be a good thing. A lot of it's hard work. There's no two ways about it. It's hard manual labor to set up and build and operate an organic hobby farm. You may even get to the point where there's some produce and other products that will be available for sale to the public. Let's see. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Oh,
Okay, that was Aretha Franklin. She just died an hour ago in Detroit. A wonderful singer. Top of the 100 singers of all time of Rolling Stones. That particular song, number four, Song of the Century by the National Endowment for the Arts. Aretha Franklin, dead at age 76 years old, I think. 76 years old, absolutely. Well, we just about wrapped up this show. Had some interesting discussions, interesting comments. I just want to encourage people to consider what we're talking about with EMP. It is, in fact, a clear and present danger. The government knows it. The government's getting ready. They're getting ready for themselves, not getting ready for you. They're getting ready to take care of themselves. You might want to do that for yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you've prepared for the events of an EMP so that the people you care about can survive this and be part of that tiny percentage, 10% of Americans that would survive an EMP long term. It will not be easy. It would be devastating. It would be absolutely devastating. But it is survivable. Of course it's survivable if you make the right preparations in advance. If you don't, you'll be a victim, pure and simple. I don't see any in between. So consider it, educate yourself, make your decision. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.